sometimes you want to record it. If you're like me, you have been glued. I mean, just glued to whatever media you consume. Baby, you've been consuming, okay? And I know you have, because how could you not? You know, these are the historic times of our time. This is it. And I know, like me, you have probably been screaming and yelling and carrying on at the TV. You have probably been hating on the television. You have probably been, I don't know, feeling frustrated, angry. Many of you are now tuning out because you just can't take it. So let's update as to where we are. In case you've been living in a cave, Donald Trump and the entire GOP. Do you hear me? The entire GOP. Insurrection, the game the entire GOP can play. Okay, and they have. So let's just start. Today you're getting the unvarnished truth, baby. Okay? So let's just start with, it's the GOP's fault. Okay? The GOP is an enemy of you and me. Say it with me. The GOP is the enemy of you and me. Come on. The GOP is the enemy of you and me. Because they are. Okay? They are seditious insurrectionists. They are the party of treason and murder. They need to own it. Okay? Because everybody that was marching their little broke white trash Olive Garden was overestimating. You know, let's just take a sidebar here. In the midst of all of this, Anderson Cooper came under fire because he said, look at all the smug bastards marching out of the Capitol, going home to their Holiday Inns and Olive Gardens. And there was all this hoopla. Well, let me tell you, that proves that Anderson Cooper ain't never been poor. Because if you've been poor, Holiday Inn and Olive Garden, that's a nice date, honey. Child, if they took me to an Olive Garden, we could end up at a Holiday Inn. Okay? So I'm just saying, he was like acting like that was white trash. He did not say, look at them going home to the 99-cent store and Cracker Barrel. Okay? He said, Olive. So that just shows that even in-touch rich people don't still have a freaking clue. Anderson Cooper has no clue what poor white trash like that marched upon the Capitol actually. Those people don't go to Olive Garden. Those people don't stay at Holiday Inn. Are you kidding me? Honey. No. So, so the GOP, the Republican Party, all of it, not like this much of it. You know, I don't mean the amount of the GOP the size of Lindsey Graham's ego. I mean the GOP, all of it. Because this ain't new. Raise your hand out there if you think this is new. All I see is white people raising their hands, okay? And I know I'm white, but I'm gay. So if you're a minority in this country, if you're gay, if you're black, if you're Asian, if you're something other than... You know the GOP has been your enemy, particularly the Christian GOP. Okay? Because let's be real. They were flying crosses. They had crucifixes on. This was a Christian militia. If you're going to call it a Muslim militia, you better call it a Christian militia. Because it was a Christian militia. God and guns, baby. So a Christian militia. Bred and led, honey, by the GOP, the enemy of you and me. Bred and led by the enemy of you and me. Hey, I got a song going on here. Bred and led by the GOP, which is the enemy of you and me. So bred and led by the enemy of the people, the GOP. Then their Pied Piper in chief, the white supremacist in chief, and Giuliani and the demon spawn of Satan, Don Jr. and all of them, go down there and say, let's go, let's go, I mean, child, they all wore but cheerleading skirts. And who would want to see that wrinkly old ass in a cheerleading skirt? So thank God he didn't. But they all but got out the pom-poms. Let's storm the Capitol, go, go, go. Let's storm the Capitol, you know. So then they do. this ignorant mob of Christian Republicans. They can't run from this stink anymore. This angry mob of Christian Republicans stormed the castle on national television. And here we are on day eight. Day eight, baby. And what's happened? Not a goddamn thing of substance. Not one goddamn thing. And that's why you're as angry as I am. Oh, they've arrested old Jake Angelini and given him an organic diet based on what? Religion. Oh, yeah, Jake Angelini, you know, the shaman in the horns with the tattoos that all the gays were thirsting over. Yeah, he went to jail and went on a hunger strike for 3 days because he said they weren't feeding him organic food in the Who's Thou. So then he objected to his treatment on behalf of his religion. And so in the name of religion, we're giving Jake Angelini organic food while you get your produce at Walmart. And you know, Walmart, I ain't dissing the Walmart organic food, okay? They have some pretty good deals on organic food. But organic is a myth, and Jake Angelini's an ass because this shows how stupid he is. Organic is a marketing term. The word organic, excuse me with the facts, means from the earth. That's what it means. So Jake Angelini wanted to eat food that was from the earth. They should give him dog shit. That's from the earth. It's organic. Anyway, the traitorous seditionist is getting better food than you. What else has happened? Oh, Pedestal Boy. Pedestal Boy got booked in jail, got booked out of jail because he's white. Got expensive lawyers who went on Cuomo and said, he ain't a bad guy. And then he's at home with his rich doctor wife. Meanwhile, Ted Cruz out of jail. The 197 that did vote to not impeach Donald Trump. Because there ain't no question. The man holds pom-poms and leads an insurrection. And we got to have a debate about what should happen to anybody there or anybody involved. I know what should happen to them. We should expand the gallows that they had built out front because that's what the founders had in mind when you led an armed insurrection against the people of the United States of America. Okay? So I know precisely what should happen to all these mofos, the law enforcement officers that were on the inside job. Oh, how convenient that D.C. policeman killing himself. Ain't that by shooting himself in the chest? That's kind of hard, ain't it? But anyway, how convenient. Mm-hmm. Because he knows he opened the door and let him in. I hate that song, but somebody's knocking at the door. Somebody's ringing the bell. Do me a favor, open the door, let him in. I hate that song. Hate it. Sorry, Paul McCartney, not one of your best. Anyway, so here we are. Here we are on the Thursday after the Trump insurrection. Is Trump in jail? No. Are you still feeding, clothing, housing, and paying for transportation for the Donald? Yes. Are you still paying for Secret Service for him and Ivanka Lode and Junior and all the, probably his cocaine? Are you Yep. Did he organize attack against you, which he was going to then kill the vice? Kill Mike Pence. Kill it. You heard him. And Mike Pence, what a boot-licking asswipe that man is. You know, Donald Trump must have pictures of him having sex with a live boy or a dead girl. I mean, really. It's got to be. Donald Trump must have photos of Mike Pence having sex with a live boy or a dead girl. Or a live boy holding a dead girl. I don't know. But he's got to have some really good goods on Mike Pence. Because all Mike Pence had to do to be the national hero that would ride the wave of success to the 2024 nomination, all he had to do to ensure that he became the Republican that saved America was to go on the record and know and say what all of us know and say, which is Donald Trump is crazy as a motherfucker, invoke the 25th, get this man out of office. That's all he had to do. And when he wouldn't do it, And the cabinet wouldn't do it. The Congress voted to have him do it because Congress can't do it. So Congress did a resolution and said, please, please do it. He crazy. What did he do? He went to see Donald Trump. Mike Pence did. Oh, yes. Wouldn't you have loved to have been a fly on Mike Pence's hair in that meeting? Oh, my God. Really? I mean, truly. So, Donald, you sent your mob to kill me. Oh, no, Mike, it wasn't like that. Well, they were shouting, hang Mike Pence. Well, Mike, they were implying that you were hung, you know, got a big one. No, Donald, that wasn't it. Oh, Lord. And does he leave the meeting with the most insane mofo on the planet and invoke the 25th? No. Instead, every Republican has become Diana Ross. Every single Republican has become Diana Ross. Every single Republican. There is not one Republican that has, or maybe that Gobert girl, the one who is carrying a gun, tweeting Nancy Pelosi's, you know, the traitor, one of the leaders of the insurrection. She may not have become Diana Ross, but every other Republican has become Diana Ross because they are, every one of them, being reach out and touch somebody's hand. We are one. We are together. We are united. Join hands, everybody. Ooh, together we are better. Healing and unity. We can change things if we start giving. Oh, yes, they're all Diana Ross. Every one of them now wants unity and peace and love. Oh, they want they're all Marvin Gaye. They want the sexual healing. I have heard them call for more healing than a medic in a war zone. Okay? These people, we must move on. It would only divide the nation if we impeach Donald Trump. Well, honey, if you hadn't noticed, we divided already. Okay? So we impeached him. And what did that do? Nothing. Ruined his day. Made Congress feel good. But just like the girl in A Chorus Line, what it meant was nothing. It just means nothing. In fact, it's so much nothing, it makes it all absurd. He still is president. It all meant nothing. And a feeling that this BS is absurd. Yep. Yep. Because Mitch McConnell in his turtleneck that threw up and had a head, Mitch McConnell, who had to get down up under a desk like a high school student during a drill. By the way, several young staffers told them how to hide properly. And when asked how they knew, they said, we learned it in school. Oh, the lessons we teach our children that come in handy later, like how to avoid being shot. Oh, well, anyway, so Mitch McConnell, who, I mean, what did he do? Oh, God, I got to get under the desk there. You know, whatever. Mitch McConnell, who had to crawl back into his turtle shell for 2 hours, because like one of the senators said during the, or Congress people said during the impeachment hearing, what y'all think they were going to do if they got up in here? Now, he didn't quite like say it like that, but he meant to. What did you think they were going to do if they got through those doors? Bake us cookies? You know? You think they were going to sit and air their grievances? They had zip ties, baby. What? So these coward Republicans vote against impeachment because they say they want to move on. They want to move on. 5 years of Hillary's emails. They want to move on. 73 million meetings about Benghazi, but they want to move on. Barack Obama wore a tan suit, but they want to move on. Birth certificate, but they want to move on. Ain't that rich? Ain't that some? Move on. Don't mess around. Move on. You bring me down. I forget about it. Don't make a sound. Move on. See, they want, now they're turning into Yaz and Diana Ross. Okay? Because first of all, they want us to move out. They just want us to keep going. And then they want unification. Oh, come together right now, peacefully. Yes, they've all become the Beatles. They really, they've all become, we know you, We know you hate us. We committed treason. We are vicious criminals and a few of us murderers. We made Congress hide down on their knees. Please forget about it and just move on. Oh, please come together right now in unity. That's what they want, okay? If Matt Gaetz could sing, he'd do that, okay? That man can't do anything but grow a forehead. Jesus Christ, his forehead is growing out of control. Someone's got to stop watering his forehead because it's just growing, okay? He got to stop showering. He should bathe and keep his head out the water because by showering, he is watering that head of his and his forehead is just growing up, 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 but not his hair. His hair is just staying at the top of the forehead, but the forehead is, soon he is going to look like the people in Mars Attack. Ack, 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 ack. But anyway, so Matt Gaetz could sing, he would sing Come Together, everyone. He would. He would. So we've got all that going on, okay? All that. All that going on, and ain't no way anything's happening to anybody, and it's pissing you off. Oh, there'll be investigations, and there'll be committees, and there'll be outrage, and MSNBC hosts will pop gaskets. Oh, and oh, and oh, yeah. Cuomo will be enraged, and oh, yes, it's going to be hoopla, hoopla, lots of hoopla. But will anything really get done? No, they'll get the low-hanging fruit. That's always the way it is, baby. They're going to get old Taurus boy, and they're going to get some of the Proud Boys, and they might even get a few low-level legislators to resign. Maybe the most egregious, like that Gobert girl or whatever her name is. But Ted Cruz? On it. Marco Rubio and every other member of the GOP, because let's go back to the beginning. In the words of Maxine Nightingale, get it right back where we started from. Yes, let's go back to the beginning. Who is the enemy of you and me? It ain't OPP, it's the GOP, okay? They are the enemy of you and me. It's the GOP, it's not OPP. Now, and the only way to cleanse and quench is to get rid of the grand old party. Say, hasta la vista, baby. You gotta go. Now, there are those of you who will say, not all of them are bad. Yes, they are. They are. Every single Republican is a seditionist. Every single one. Because let's not pretend that Donald Trump's sedition, and that's like all these companies, they're now saying, we don't donate to terrorists, so we're going to withdraw our support. But for 69 days, the support was fine. As they were doing the Stop the Steal rallies and Fox News and everything, that was all good with these advertisers and these sponsors and these donators. That was fine. Kids in cages. Oh, that's okay. We can still donate. All the horrors of the last 4 years, and that's fine. We can still support these candidates. After the fair and lawful election, all the questioning, all the saying it was fraudulent, that was fine. We can still support these candidates. But then they march on the White House, and suddenly these advertisers found God. No, there's going to be a money trail, baby. There's going to be civil lawsuits. If the courts don't take care of it criminally, it will be taken care of civilly. Think OJ. And guess what's going to happen, hon? They're going to bankrupt several people. They won't bankrupt Amazon, but Amazon's going to have to pay. Amazon hosted the Parler app. The Parler app was all over the Capitol that day. They were communicating with it, and Amazon knew. Could have shut it off. Signal could have shut it off. They could have shut off their communications. They didn't. Oh, they'll claim free speech, but that ain't free speech. Stop. When you're destroying the Constitution, stop trying to hide behind it, particularly when you don't understand it. The First Amendment is all about the government and you, okay? It's about the government not coming and putting your ass in jail because you are speaking against the government. Okay? That's what the First Amendment's all about. I am speaking against the mayor. I am not going to get shot. I am going to say that Governor Sisolak is the worst governor in the history of governors in terms of Democrats, and that I should be the next governor, and I won't be hauled away. That's freedom of speech. Everything other than that is not protected by anything, honey. Not a thing. You can't just run around saying crap. I should know. My life got ruined when I said F Joe the MF Plumber. I hope Joe the MF Plumber drops dead. They ruined my life over that. Oh, the outrage of the right. They asked if I should be up on charges. Should I be up on charges for a death threat for that statement? And now Fox News is justifying armed insurrection at the Capitol building, and yet they actually devoted hours of programming to me and whether or not I should be prosecuted for making death threats for saying F Joe the MF Plumber, I hope he drops dead. They actually debated, Michelle Mulkin, Bill O'Reilly, Fox and Friends, should I be prosecuted for that outburst? I lost two jobs over that outburst, too. And guess what? I didn't storm the Capitol. I didn't commit insurrection. And when that happens, what does Fox News debate? Whether or not the Democrats are being mean by not moving on. Wow. Wow. And that's all I've heard at the park. A friend of mine, he has a dog. He voted for Trump. He said, look, they should just move on. I said, I'm sorry, I can't let you say that. I'm sorry, but I can't let you say that treason and insurrection should just be swept away. Again, they want to be Diana Ross. Swept away. Daryl Hall. Daryl Hall and Diana Ross. Yeah, no. No. They've held on to my gayness as long as I will live. You know what? We will get over the insurrection as soon as Christians and Republicans get over gays and abortions. How about that? How about we move on from the insurrection if you Republicans promise to never oppose legal abortion and gay rights ever again? Period. Move on. How about that? You want to talk about moving on for healing? How about you move on from opposing transgendered individuals? Just today, Michael Pence, through his evil lord, Donald Trump. And that's what he got at the meeting yesterday. Today, they did more anti-gay discrimination by executive order. And I'm sure Mike Pence told him to do that. Because Mike Pence is so anti-gay because obviously he's gay. Only people who have homosexual tendencies are as anti-gay as Mike Pence. Trust me, this is from my experience and from research. The biggest homophobes in the world, when they watch gay porn, get erections. That was a research study. Okay, so, and I believe it. I know it. I've seen it. These guys that beat up homosexuals and beat up trans, they have erections when they're doing it. They do. And that's been proven. So, you know, just like they were rubbing feces on the wall in the Capitol building because they're alphas. Yeah. So what do we do about the fact that nothing's going to be done? Nothing of substance. Republicans will still get to go to work. The GOP will not be completely destroyed as a party. Trump's family will not all go to jail. What do we do? I don't know the answer to that yet, because for me, the answer might lie outside of the United States, because we are not doing what we need to quell this insurrection, which is put it down and put it down hard. When a rabid animal keeps attacking you, you have to put her down. This insurrection has to be cut off from the top. Everyone involved in Congress needs to be expelled and go to jail. Ted Cruz, jail. They should all go to jail. And every group like Proud Boys and all of that be completely broken up. Just completely. And yes, the Second Amendment needs to be revisited, because nobody used the Second Amendment to defend our country on January 6th. Not one gun owner used their weapon to defend the United States of America from attack, from tyranny on January 6th. In fact, the legal weapons were used against us. So since no legal gun owner, including that bitch who said she was taking hers to the congressional floor, then why didn't she have it out? And why wasn't she in the hallway? Because that's what the Second Amendment is for. And that cute Hitler guy in the wheelchair, he said he had his with him on the wheelchair. Then why didn't he wheel his cute little ass out there with his gun and defend the Senate? Because they are cowards. Because they act like they cling to their guns, that they're actually going to use them for what the Second Amendment was about. Which is, when there's an armed insurrection against your government, you grab your gun and you go and defend your government. Because we couldn't have a standing army, so we needed militias. And where were the legal militias with their guns defending the Capitol? 2 hours the Capitol went undefended, basically. Where were all the people that live in Virginia and Maryland and all the places around? Well, you can't carry guns in the District Corral. This was an insurrection. Where were they? The Second Amendment's a joke. It's a joke. Because the reason was you were supposed to grab your guns and go defend the Capitol. Nobody did. Nobody did. Therefore, get rid of the Second Amendment. You don't have a right to a gun for any other reason than to be in a militia to defend your country. That's what the Second Amendment is about. The founders didn't say you have a right to a gun to defend your house. That wasn't it. The founders didn't say you have a right to a gun to defend yourself. And the founders never said you had a right to a gun so you could raise it up against the government, because that's called what? Insurrection. The only purpose of the Second Amendment was for if your government needed you to help them with your weapon, which it did on January 6th, and which nobody responded. Get rid of the Second Amendment. We won't. And you know it, and I know it, and you're smart, and I'm smart, and we know that we're done. We know the coup worked. We know that the GOP has risen up, and they're not going to go back down. We know that the liberals are too weak to defend our nation. And I mean the lawmakers. The liberal lawmakers are too weak to expel every member of the Senate that voted to contest the legal election. Every member, expel. The Democratic Senate is not going to expel 13 members. They should be expelled and tried. It is their treason that led to this. It is their denial of this election. It is their Stop the Steal campaigns to raise money. It is their greed and avarice that caused 5 people to die. And if these white people get away with it, America's done. Because this is not a civil war. The first civil war never ended, and this could be the end of it. The first civil war never ended. Lincoln got shot. Reconstruction got stopped. Jim Crow got put into effect. The Civil War didn't end well. Yes, the North won, but they really didn't. The South still did what it wanted to do. It still made black second-class citizens, and it still governed by its Bible Belt values. So we've never put down the South. We have never put down these uppity white people who seem to think they're better than everybody else. They're ignorant, and they are cult members now. No one's addressing that this is a cult. These are now cult members. They're quoting things that aren't facts, and if you present the facts, they won't learn them. That's a cult. So we have 74 million cult members in America. Deprogram them, jail them, isolate them. I'm sorry the infection got so bad. But it did. Are we taking Fox News off the air? No. And they'll scream freedom of speech. But again, you don't have the right to do what Fox News does. That is not what the Constitution meant when it said freedom of the press. They meant a responsible press. They did not mean lies. Propaganda. Fox News is Tokyo Rose. It's propaganda. It's yellow journalism. It's not new. And why we allow it, I don't know. Because Rupert Murdoch wants more money? Facebook is as bad as Parler. Twitter is as bad as Parler. They both have brought about horrible social change, rigged elections, and racism and bigotry. All right there on social. They should be as shut down as Parler. Twitter should be gone. Section 230 should be repealed, and every website should be responsible for what is posted on that website, no matter who posts it. It's your website. If somebody posts something on there that's detrimental, it's your ass. It should be. It won't be. So what do we do? There's the rub. We're gonna figure that out on the show together. What do we do? What do we do? Today, I don't really know. Today, I'd like to think that I could one day have the resources to move out of the country because I don't see it getting better. You know, I don't. I see every time we go to a post office or a federal building, we're going to have to go through great horror. I see us people being afraid. I see the next election being just as contentious. I don't see peace in the valley because the liberals are not handling it with the strength they need. They are letting a debate happen. They haven't stopped Republicans dead in their tracks and say, stop. You cannot justify insurrection. If you stand there and say that there is another side to this, you're a traitor. They haven't said that to them. They haven't even said that on the news about them. So we're going to figure out over the next few weeks what to do. We'll see how it plays. But the America that we knew is not only gone, but now we're entering an America that you're not going to like. Because unless we get rid of the GOP, designate MAGA a terrorist group, they are, so let's designate MAGA a terrorist organization, and let's stop the GOP from populating the halls of the Senate or Congress. If we don't do that and prosecute everyone involved, then the coup worked, we'll stay divided, and there'll be violence a lot. That's what's going to happen. So, you know, make some cookies, have a drink. Grab your bong. And if you can get out of the country, get out. I'm serious. If you have the resources and you could actually leave, and I know some of you do, why aren't you considering it? Do you think this is going to get better? We didn't talk about the COVID today. I don't want to be like that CNN reporter and cry on the air anymore. The COVID's so horrible. This is it for me, honey. This in the park. It's so bad. I had to go to the urologist last week. This week, Tuesday. And I saw the refrigerated trucks for bodies, and I freaked the hell out. I really did. I just, the degradation of that. But the need for it. It's here in Nevada, COVID's out of control. My governor is the weakest governor in the world on COVID. They just released their financials for the next campaign. I see why. He is so in the pocket of the casinos. He's gotten $50,000 from some, $100,000 from some. He is so in their pocket, you know? The good news, Sheldon Adelson died, the guy that owned the Venetian and the Palazzo Hotel, the guy that gave Trump a lot of money, the guy that was an evil, evil man. He died. Oh, I'm so happy about that. I was so happy that day. He was 87. If you don't want people happy the day that you die, then don't be an evil crap hole your whole life. Then they won't be happy the day you die. All right, I'll be back tomorrow, Friday. We're going to, next week I'm going to do Thursday and Friday as well because I want to do it after the events, after the inauguration, because then it's important to talk about, okay, what happened? Was there an attack? You know, was it? So I want to be sure that this week and next week I do Thursday and Friday, and that way the week gets to sort of play out and we can see where we're at. Where we're at now is no real accountability for anybody, including the president, who has been impeached twice, but so what? They're not even going to start his trial until the inauguration day. And yeah, he won't get his benefits and all that, but so what? That's not a that's not a swift and decisive message that you can't commit insurrection. You know, there has been no swift, decisive message that what happened was wrong. What happened was wrong. I am Carell. Be who you want to be. Salon doesn't hurt anybody. Don't forget, I have a free Carellcast app at all the app stores. You can see the video, youtube.com/reallycarell. Subscribe, youtube.com/reallycarell. And my website, reallycarell.com. Everything that's on that website is also in the app, including the new Dorian's TV Toast 2020 is now at my YouTube channel. Hugh Jackman, Laverne Cox, Leah Delaria. So many people are in it. It's right there at my YouTube channel. All 2 hours of it. Me as the MC. Go watch the Dorian's TV Toast 2020 on Reverie. It is at my website, and it is at doriantstoast.com. But more importantly, it's right there at my YouTube channel. youtube.com/reallycarell. Right there is the Dorian's. The Dorian's TV Toast 2020. It's huge. Oh, God, there's huge celebrities. Go watch it and subscribe to the channel so you can get these daily shows this Thursday and Friday and next Thursday and Friday. Okay, bye. Bye, everybody. Bye, bye. Bye, 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 bye. Bye, bye, bye. Oh, didn't one of them get in controversy this week, too? Bye, 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 bye.